first of all, just wow. You know what? I have to say thank you to Kyle for not only answering those questions, but answering them in a very sexy, sultry tone. It was like he was trying to remain quiet for some reason, like he didn't want to wake up the person laying next to him, and there's just something special about that. So thank you, Kyle. And he was right. At the end of the podcast, he mentioned that hopefully he'd get to hear from me, and hopefully you would get to hear from me and get to know a little bit more about Richie in the very first Get to Know Richie segment. In this segment, I'm going to answer the same questions that I posed to Kyle. So first of all, my name, Richie Unrein. I live in Boise, Idaho. What do people know me for? I guess if you were to ask other people, they would say humor. I do love making people smile. I also like ensuring people around me are comfortable and having a good time. I consider myself somewhat of an empath. So I would say those two things are things that people would know me for. Why am I doing this podcast? And actually, why are we doing this podcast? Kyle had already said it. He answered it correctly. We were discussing the things that we liked and disliked about things that were coming up, and we had such strong opinions at work that we thought, why don't we put this out there for everybody to hear and see if people align with us? That was kind of the idea behind it, but I've always loved discussing movies. I grew up watching movies, probably too many movies from the 80s and 90s, and my mind used to be a steel trap for quotes and storylines. It's starting to slip a little bit, but I thought with the opportunity and the technology to be able to create this and put it out there, why not? So that's the main reason I'm doing it. My fave superhero, I would have to say it's Batman. Overall, with all the people that have been a part of that franchise, it started out for me with Michael Keaton, and I was into comic books slightly when I was younger, but I feel like they've just gotten better. Christopher Nolan's Batman with Christian Bale, even I liked Ben Affleck a little bit, so I would have to align with Kyle that I agree. I like Batman a lot, and he hasn't really strayed from the formula for me. Favorite comic series? I, unlike Kyle, didn't really get into specific comics growing up, but I did like comic books in general, and I would have to say that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was probably my favorite and most consistent that I purchased. And then to answer the question around what my favorite comic book movie is, obviously the Marvel Cinematic Universe is producing some films that I can't really go away from. Those are some of my favorites, but I would have to stay in line with my favorite comic book hero and my favorite comic series. I think that Batman and the Dark Knight series and any prior comics that were put out by various artists were some of my favorites, but also the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and how they went from the comic book pages into animation. There's newer computer animation ones that my son has gotten into, as well as the live action ones, and the original ones that had the Jim Henson puppets in it are going to be some of my favorites. I would say my favorite movie overall, ever, hands down, is The Dark Crystal. I love that movie. That movie has stood the test of time as far as watchability, as far as, I guess, relatability, in the fact that there's a lot of live action shots, there's puppetry, there's no computer animation, the storyline is fantastic, the characters are amazing, the soundtrack is awesome, everything about it is incredible. I'd have to say that anything that Jim Henson touched was incredible, as I've already referenced the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles live action and things like The Labyrinth. Anyway, long story short, that is my favorite movie, period. And here are my predictions. I align with Kyle. I don't know where anybody's going with anything moving forward. It just seems like we were coming to a head and we were building up these universes. And now that the MCU is where it's at, there's really nowhere to go now but just like evolving the characters or killing them off and just restarting a franchise. I've been seeing a lot of stuff on social media right now where they're talking about recasting Wolverine. They're talking about recasting Batman. And if I was going to make a prediction or maybe an ask or a want, I would say please don't cast Robert Pattinson as Batman and please don't cast Daniel Radcliffe as Wolverine. Well, I hope everybody enjoyed getting to know Kyle and I a little bit better through the first Get to Know Kyle and Get to Know Richie segments. Even though I have made promises and commitments to give you the next episode, the next double episode of Captain America, the First Avenger and Avengers, I'm telling you right now, it's coming out very soon. I know you can't wait to hear from us. And for now, I will speak for Kyle and say good night and good luck.
We're in the end game now.
And for me, I will say peace.